Hello and welcome to the Decibel Boost podcast, the official music podcast of the website Surreal Resolution. I'm your host, Robert, and I like this trend of publicly booing David Zaslav wherever he goes. We should do it more often. And with me, I have...
Insert witty, topical, non-sequitur here. I got nothing. I'm dead tired.
And...
What's that sound? Oh yeah, what if the continuous deployment of your eye span with that map of it that happened?
Let's not talk about that right now. I don't want to deal with that right now.
Listen, I feel like right now the Yuri on Ice fans, well, okay, obviously things suck for them, but they're also probably shaking hands with the Doro Hey Doro fans who are just like, Mappa, you do remember you have that, right? Yeah. Meanwhile, I'm just happy that at least they didn't confirm any rumors about the director of Chainsaw Man leaving the anime, because I swear to God, if whiny fucking weebs get their way on that, I am going to go ballistic. Fucking, you get served a 5-star meal and you're complaining. Philistines.
It's like getting served a steak what you want out of dinosaur nuggets.
Casuals.
Ugh.
Anyway, not much else to go on there. So, yeah, here we are, episode 310. So, how's everyone's week been going?
As I mentioned, I'm very tired. The work has gotten a lot busier, and there aren't enough people to do it, so I've been running around all over the place. I'm in the middle of 10 days in a row. Hopefully, if all goes well, I'll be able to enjoy a fantastic weekend out and about. I'll talk more about that next time, but for now, I'm just trying to not die. That's the only thing I'm doing. I'm just trying to not die.
Aren't we all?
It's easy to keep that going when I can think about fantastic memories of the Xbox One reveal in 2013, which was 10 years ago, and the 3 weeks of PR hell that came from it.
Oh, yeah. I remember Drew Carey and Sheila. Sorry, Sheila. You deserve better than to be involved in that.
Yeah, that was a fun time. It was also the last time E3 mattered.
I give it 2 knee slaps.
Yeah, Scott's on the way home. He's on his way home from war. Wii U turned into be a bit of a monster to talk about.
Yeah. Jeez, I can imagine. Mm. Anyway, Mark, what about you?
Well, at least the usual is that while basically my work has been either work 6 days a week, then one day off, then back to work 6 days. Throw that shit I have to tell people that said that even they think that, yeah, I think you've had enough. You've been working for all them days and you're gonna give them just one day off. I guess without a doubt, tell them that you might need a break. Cause you've been that shit, I don't know, I don't say complaining works, but, well, not complaining, but more like, I need a break.
Man, don't we all?
Yeah. And also today, also, or recently, there have been goats running around over my backyard. And I think they were headbutting at one time. And I'm thinking, yeah, I'm going to stay the fuck away. Because they got horns.
Yes. Yes, they do.
And I would be the victim of one Black Phillip.
Even though the
ghosts are, well, they're brown and white, but still.
Listen, either that or some weird Norwegian dudes are going to come into your backyard and start playing obnoxious metal music. One of two things happen when goats are around.
Yeah. Either, Either that, or the ghost should get thrown through. Which, that actually happened too.
Oh.
I had a feeling like, oh, damn it. I had a feeling that's gonna happen.
Yeah, goats are something, all right.
Yeah.
Anyway, as for me, I did something for the first time this weekend. I had a bit of money to indulge, and I finally got my first ever tattoo.
Ooh.
Yes, nice. Over on my left shoulder, I am representing a pair of Pochitas. Because I don't know if you know this, but Chainsaw Man is a thing I'm into. I might have mentioned it once or twice, you know.
I'm shocked!
Perish the thought.
Just, Pochita is best boy, and deserves all the bread and jam. Also, I finally managed to, convince my, a couple of my other housemates to get through the whole series. I kind of feel bad for one of them, because, for anybody who's read at least the entirety of part one, said friend's favorite character is Aki.
Oof.
You should have been there when she got to volume 9.
Okay.
I don't think she is emotionally recovered from that experience. But, yeah. I don't have anything else to add. That's pretty much it. Just that and work and... Fuck, at least I get Memorial Day off. I might use that to catch up on some things. So, now, with all that out of the way, time to jump into our usual weekly business, which of course starts with the new song discussion for the past week. As always, there'll be a playlist down in the description, so you can follow along with us, pick up some new tunes for your playlist, mark your calendars for any albums you might be interested in, all of that jazz. Or perhaps all of that psychedelic rock from Australia. Getting into our first song here, I feel like it's been a while since we've heard from, what was that band? King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard. Like, come on, guys. You only had 5 albums out in 2022. We've been in a fucking drought of King Gizzard material. Come on, get it together, guys. But at least now we have word of the band's newest album out on the horizon, more specifically June 16th. So we got a few weeks. The album is very bloatedly titled Petrodragonic Apocalypse, or Dawn of Eternal Night and Annihilation of Planet Earth and the Beginning of Merciless Damnation.
Coming from the country, right?
It's, oh god, yeah, that would absolutely be like some isekai bullshit. But, you know, it's King Gizzard. King Gizzard's gonna King Gizzard. And as has been implied by some of the press around this, this is actually going to be the band returning to the thrash, through the old school metal aesthetics they explored on their 2017 album, Infest the Rat's Nest. Can I talk now? Which, as I think about it, is probably still on balance my favorite King Gizzard album. So, of course, I am excited. Especially if we're going off this lead single here called Gila Monster. And, yeah, it sounds like Infest the Rat's Nest with a lot of those classic metal vibes building off this grooving triplet tempo and rhythms, those very, very fuzzed out guitar riffs chugging along, giving way to some very psychedelic guitar solos, Stu McKenzie's vocals coming in with a lot of that old school gnarly grit as he sings about, well, a giant goddamn Gila monster rising from the earth and gaining the power to consume and destroy all of existence, I think. I don't know, I'm sure this probably make more sense if I'm on acid, but either way, Metal Gizzard is a pretty damn good gizzard, so I am excited.
Well, it's heavy, so I'll give it that. The riffs are chunky, but the lyrics and video are very Blue Oyster Cult playing D&D, and that's not really my thing. It's a little too up into the whole fantasy dragon element thing.
I mean, dragons are pretty cool sometimes, so I don't mind all the dragon shit. But, moving on from that to the second song here, funnily enough, also related to a June 16th release. So, back in 2021, we got the full-length debut of a music project called Man on Man, a music duo formed by Faith No More keyboardist Roddy Bottom and his partner Joey Hallman. And, now we have word of the band's second album coming out well, June 16th, titled Provincetown, and there's two songs that we have to talk about this week. I think there might have been one that was already announced prior in release, but I might have missed that one. Either way, we're talking about these two now. So the first of these is called Take It From Me, which, again, much like what we heard off that last album, feels very like 90s alt-rock on this, with a very prominent synth lead over top those overdriven guitars, with a lot of strangely soothing melodic sensibilities. And if you're wondering what it is that they're taking from me, I mean, come on, there's only so many things it could be. And then for the other track, Hush, which features guest contributions from a Jay Maskus, this one is a lot slower and lengthier, like, lengthier. Yeah, it's like 6-ish minutes, has this very slow, kind of sludgy, shoegazy type riff, kind of like a 90s version of like Floor or Torch or something, with the slow march of the drums holding things up together from there as, you know, the melodies layer in on top of that. It's a nice enough sounding thing. I mean, I like that first album fine enough. I'm curious to see where Provincetown goes.
Queer-friendly dream pop that may or may not be about poppers with one track and a slower plodding guitar jam on the other. I'm very content with this. It's very solid.
All right. Cool, cool. Now, moving out of the month of June to the month of July. July 28th, to be precise. Now, some of you might be familiar with the music group Mutoid Man, aka the official house band of the greatest talk show ever created, 2 Minutes to Late Night. Although Lord knows how that show is being affected by the writer's strike. Ayo! By the way, speaking of which, writer's strike, actor strike, come on, keep it going, Hollywood!
Do it! Put them in the corner. Prove to them that they can, in fact, put baby in a corner.
Yeah. Do it. Do it. I'm doing the hands thing. Yeah. Do it.
So anyway, getting back on topic. So Mutoid Man have now announced their third full-length album coming out in July, Mutants, which is their follow-up to 2017's War Moans. So yeah, they like to take their time, but I mean, it makes sense. The guys that are busy with all kinds of other shit, like Converge and Cave In and all that fun business. And fittingly, the music video here is handled by the crew of 2 Minutes to Late Night, which, first up, it's really weird seeing Arsenio Hall without all that makeup. Just in that, like, fancy stage suit and everything. He's on stage introducing the band as, like, basically these animatronics and some kind of, like, fucking... kind of like Country Bear Jamboree, but with way more guitar fuzz. Anyway, then you get the song itself, which is, you know, kind of this very driving, psychedelic pseudo-speed metal type of thing. Again, lots of fuzzed out guitar riffs, double kicks. Your mileage might vary on the song. The thing for me is kind of like the strange sounding melodic structures. It's definitely a bit grating and dissonant, but I mean... otherwise, the song is pretty fine. Maybe I might like some of the other singles better, but we'll see where things shake out over the next couple months.
Honestly, the last thing we as a society need is a group of wild animatronic musicians going haywire and threatening to kill us all. Like, I've seen what happens when they get too powerful. I saw that John Oliver bit on Chuck E. Cheese.
Oh my god.
30 minutes of your life, well worth diving into the madness.
Yes. So, anyway, moving on from that to the next track here. Oh, hey, look at that. There's an artist we haven't heard from in a bit, at least. No Worries. Or NX Worries, if you want to annoy people by pronouncing the X.
Yeah, so, I mean, yeah, so, having word that there might be an album coming out soon. We don't know when. I hope it's soon. And we need one. And so you figured that, well, the last time we heard them was back in October when they did a single with her called Where I Go. You notice at the end of that video, you heard a snippet of another song. And that song is this song. titled Daydreaming. And I'll say this here. This is capital soulful as fuck. You got this very warm 80s soul type of jam, which you got Pax singing over this beat, which has this real nice, you know, guitar solo. That almost sounds like a very big, sort of like Prince in a way. And it goes like, I'll be outside! I knew you was mad when you threw down the key. Up all night, doing all kinds of things. Yeah, like, you got some words like, "Yo, you're so fried. Shine like a diamond ring. Look at me in the eye and tell me you would die for me. Bonnie and Clyde, like it's 2003. Again, I'm homesick when it comes to this. But yeah, this little single, this little Lucy or something single of some from No Worries that I'm looking for. That this is just good. It's just fucking banging. And I like the fact in the video that basically they got the shit from, they basically did the whole shit on Grand Theft Auto Online. I think because now that I think about it, I think Pac is a DLC character in one of the DLC packs they've been releasing since then. Because that's all the fuck they ever do. Because I don't know what I'm doing for GTA 6. Strangely enough, a lot of Grand Theft Auto 5 music I've been into because. Let's see, Alchemist did some score in there. There's a radio station there called Follow FM. There's an album with Alchemist on the production with Polo Santos. Yeah, there's a lot of shit that I like about that game. Rockstar, if you're looking for details on GTA 6, do those things I just listed again. Get album score again. Get a Follow radio station. Get an Acid Pack radio station. And I don't know if you're gonna say either Vice City again. If you do, get a Denzel Curry radio station or something. I'm feeding you ideas. It should work.
And don't forget to send the checks to Mark. Don't forget that shit. We know you got the deep pockets. Anyway, moving on from that. So, does anybody remember when the pandemic started? That was a year that sucked so bad that Alex and I both agreed that the best album of the year was an emo pop punk release from a band that neither of us had really heard of until that year. From an album that at no moment ever dared to entertain the notion of finding even the tiniest smidge of joy or happiness in this absolute miserable hellscape of existing as a millennial in the modern era. So anyway, Spanish Love Songs announced a new album for this year.
Yay!
Ah, yeah, it's gonna be that good pain. So, the new project from the group is called No Joy. Oh, come on! That is... They know! No Joy, that is as on the nose as you could get. That'd be like Anderson .Paak making an album called This Music Is For Fucking. But, yeah, No Joy, August 25th. And we have the lead-off single here from the album Haunted. And what stands out to me mainly on the first listen is that it is very, very new wave. Like borderline John Hughes soundtrack style music here, mainly because of the very steady tempo and the persistent synth running through this pretty straightforward kind of alt-rock pop-punk type of thing. And as expected, the lyrics delve very heavily into the pain and angst of contemporary millennial life and all that fun shit. Whole lot of bad relationship shit, unrequited love, feeling absolutely lonely and miserable. Though, strangely, there's a line in here that gets to me for a specific reason. The chorus has this line that's like, "You're not haunted, you just miss everything, you're not a ghost. So stop disappearing." Now, if I didn't know any better, I would say that sounds a tiny smidgen optimistic. Like, at least a tiny bit hopeful. Who are you and what have you done with Spanish Love Songs? I come here for misery without a light at the end of the tunnel, goddammit.
My notes are as follows. Yeah, this hits real deep and real good.
Yeah. Yeah, it certainly does. So, anyway, moving on to the literal exact opposite of that in pretty much every conceivable way. So, July 28th, it turns out we are getting a new studio album from Mr. Malone of the Post. It's called, well, Austin. Get it? Austin Malone. Yeah. Eh. And we have the latest single here called Morning, and again, it's another very, very serene-sounding type of tune from Sir Mister of the Post, although more laden with trap drums, and I guess at the very least isn't as cloyingly sugary sweet as that previous single. I don't exactly see this being like Old Navy soundtrack commercial filler, but who knows, they'll probably find a way anyways. Either way, the song is still just a whole lot of nothing to me. It's just there.
It's there. I got none.
That's what I think of it.
Don't we all? But anyway, moving on to the next track here. So, as we all know, as of a couple weeks ago, the band Foo Fighters unveiled that they're releasing their first album following the death of Taylor Hawkins on June 2nd called But Here We Are. So we have a new single from the album here called Under You, and also notably this time around we actually have word of who the band's new drummer is going to be, at least as far as the live shows anyway. I forgot to double check if they were actually playing on this record, but either way, the new drummer filling in on the kit for the band is Josh Fries, who... Look, just go read his Wikipedia page. There is a crazy amount of shit he's been on. Just take some time out of your afternoon to read.
Yeah, he has played with everyone. Like, on everything.
Yeah. It's like 6 degrees of Josh Fries up in here. Who knows? Maybe he's played with Kevin Bacon.
Maybe, and, you never know.
Yeah, and as for the new single here, I mean... It's another arena rock type tune that I would honestly describe as honestly kind of strangely cozy, or at least as cozy as you can get in the context of this kind of rock music. Like, it's nothing too crazy or out there, just it's got a nice steady driving tempo. It's got some solid enough hooks. Kind of feels like good music to play while going on, well, a nice long drive. Like, you just kind of, you know, let the windows down, you hear the song mixing in with the wind, and you just kind of think about shit. Or maybe you roll the windows up because where you're driving has a lot of bugs. But either way, it's good for driving and thinking.
Yeah. Very straightforward, back to basics, kept simple in structure. It's very solid. Very solid.
All right. And for the last track we have to talk about here, here's a fun fact. Earlier this year, we had a new studio album in February from the band Gorillaz. And, from what I'm told, some people might have actually listened to it, maybe. I still only cared for, like, the first half of that album.
I mean, yeah, it was one of those albums where it's like, I want it to be better than it already is, but, yeah.
But it appears as though Sir Damon of Albarn is not done trotting out music this year just yet. As recently, within the past week or so, we had a news and an announcement for, of all things, a new album by Blur. Yes.
Oh, yeah, the Ogre he used to be, he was in. I forgot about that till you brought up now.
Yeah, so July 21st, we can expect the newest studio album from Blur with The Ballad of Darren, their first since The Magic Whip came out in 2015. And if you're wondering who the Darren in question here is, I think it's a reference to Al Barnes' longtime personal bodyguard or something. Pretty sure that dude's named Darren, but whatever. So we have the lead single from this album, The Narcissist, and... I'll just say that as someone whose knowledge of Blur extends as far as Song 2 and, well, Song 2, take my opinions with a grain of salt on this, but this strikes me as very new wavy in a sense. It's got a repetitious, steady drum rhythm, the nice bass groove, and of course the guitars, while having some bite in them, are also very, very ethereal and like that kind of 80s sort of way, all playing off of Damon's vocals. And again, it sounds fine, but I don't know where this stacks in the grand scheme of Blur. So yeah, take my 2 cents for what it's worth, which is probably literally only worth 2 cents.
Simple alternative rock with Brit pop flavor to it, minor key progression all throughout. This is, again, very solid. That's all I can really say about it. So here's something I can throw in to kill 30 more seconds of time. In the Josh Freese discography, as featured artist, it starts with Dweezil Zappa's Confessions album in 1991, all the way to 2023 with 10,000 Gex by 100 Gex.
Hey!
Yeah, he did drums on that album.
Oh, okay.
We're telling you, he's played with everyone.
Yeah. Motherfucking Gex, yo. All right, and I think that's about it for all the new song discussion. We only have one news topic to discuss from here on, and that is the festival lineup here. Well, a festival lineup for the 2023 edition of Riot Fest. As always, it takes place September 15th through 17th at Douglas Park in Chicago, Illinois. Now, first off, let me look at this poster for a second. Mwah. Finally, a festival poster with proper graphic design and visual hierarchy. It's beautiful. It's a work of art, man. It's like visual poetry. I don't think you understand how severely I get annoyed when festivals think they're being cute with their posters like that. Just give me the proper hierarchy. Although there, hang on, I think I actually did find something that annoys me here. Okay, so from what I'm looking at it, you have the big lineup festival headliners at the top, and you see Friday, Saturday, Sunday sort of coalescing, aligning with the big headline, and then everything else underneath. It's like, man, I'm reading that so weird, but
yeah,
whatever, it is what it is. At least it's still vertical. So let's actually get into this. So your big headliners for Friday are Foo Fighters and Turnstile. For Saturday, your big headliners are the Postal Service, who I didn't realize were still around, Death Cab for Cutie, and Queens of the Stone Age. And then on Sunday, your big headliners are The Cure and the Mars Volta.
Okay.
Sometimes I forget that Death Cab for Cutie is a thing. I'm not even sure I've ever listened to them, but anyway, now we get into the rest. So what makes up the bottom 55% of this poster real estate space? Well, starting, you know, probably at the top from there, your other acts include the likes of Mr. Bungle, Tegan and Sarah, 12 billion trillion guests. But will Josh Freese pull double duty for both?
We may find out, but Fox, stop playing their music. They don't belong to you.
Oh God!
Wait, what? They play it out.
It. We don't have time for it. We don't have time for it. Let's just move on.
All right, moving on from there. There's the Gaslight Anthem, which I haven't thought about in ages. AFI, motherfucking Death Grips.
Oh, I ain't heard of them in a while.
Where's that new album, MC Ride? The Used, the Dresden Dolls, which I have zero clue if that has any relation to that novel series, The Dresden Files. I might have to ask my roommates once I'm done with this. There's also Say Anything, 070 Shake, The Breeders. God, don't let Tumblr see that band. Kim Gordon, Viagra Boys, Pup, Sleep token.
Worship.
And for the love of God, don't shit yourself audibly. The Interrupters, Flogging Molly, Frank Turner and the Sleeping Souls, Pennywise, Bayside, Annie DeFranco, Finch, Silverstein, Insane Clown Posse, Head Automatica, Parliament Funkadelic featuring George Clinton.
Oh.
Godspeed You, Black Emperor, LS Dunes, Gorilla Biscuits, Ride, Cults, Nothing Nowhere. God fucking damn it, I hate it here so much. I think I'm gonna need to ask my roommate for a shot of Hennessy after saying this. Code fucking Orange.
They always find a way.
They always find you.
Anyway, White Reaper, Balance and Composure, Fake Names, Eshu Tune, Thursday, Quicksand, Enter Shikari, The Rex, Hawthorne Heights, Bowling for Soup, Braid, that's what that says, Spitafield, Jenny Beth, Drain, Snapcase, for all you people who watched G Gundam on Toonami, The Bronx, Microwave, Oso Oso, Origami Angel, The Exploited, Plossives, Steve Ignorant Band / Crass, Shore, Black Angels, Yard Act, War Paint, nothing. Interesting. Screaming Females, High Viz, Rival Schools, Caroline Rose, Sludgeworth, Free Throw, Just Mustard? Okay. Hotline TNT, Quasi, I wear my sunglasses at night. Motherfucking Corey Feldman. Just Friends. Bearings. Pink Shift. Olivia Jean. Calva Luis. The Aqua Dolls. Enola Gay. Earth Crisis. Empire State Bastard. Cassiette. Fia, Fleshwater, The Bobby Lees, Pool Kids, Young Culture, Fade 'Em All, CK Vassy, and Total Chaos. So, as always, there's the who are a lot of you people, there's the, oh hey, it's cool that you're here, and then there's the why the fuck are you always here?
I had to look up the Bobby Lees because that just sounds like a group of multiple Bobby Lee clones from, you know, Mad TV. And yeah. Apparently, no, it's just four people who wrote a song called Bobby Lee and just went with that as a band name. So, I mean, it's still a better band name than the Shitty Beatles. And yes, they suck. That's a Wayne's World reference, kids.
Yeah. Okay, I asked them, who named the band Fluffsworth? It sounds like a character off of fucking Darkwing Duck or DuckTales.
I honestly, for a second, I thought, isn't Sludgeworth the robot dude from Clone High? Like, no, wait, that's fucking Scudsworth. Either way, it's a dumb name.
See what we mean?
Yeah. But awesome. Whatever.
Just mustard. No ketchup.
you know, if you're enjoying yourself a good deli sandwich, the only condiment you want is just mustard. Especially if it's that good deli mustard.
Yeah. One baguette, hold the mayo.
But seriously, though, fucking look, I'm sure some of these bands have their fans. Although I think the real question at the end of the day is, who the fuck is going to this for Hawthorne Heights? I want names. Because we got to have a talk.
There's always someone. There's always someone.
Oh,
that reminds me. Isn't When We Were Young happening again, or did they realize that was a disaster?
I don't know. I mean, it could be. I mean, that whole fucking Sick of It All Nu Metal Festival thing happened last week, and even though that was kind of a logistical nightmare, they're probably still going through with the second one, I think. So, listen, some people are very tenacious about this kind of stupid bullshit. Like, for fuck's sake, I'm not even sure we have time to get into fucking Firefest 2. God damn it. Just utter clown world. Anyway, so that's pretty much it for the news. And so we have one little last thing to touch on here, and that is the new album releases for May 26, 2023, of which there is not a whole lot. Most of note, I guess, would be we have the newest album from electronic producer Clark with Sus Dog. From rapper Lil Durk, we have his new project Almost Healed. And from Matchbox 20, we have their new project Where the Light Goes. So now it's time to clean house and get the hell out of here. So, Alex, where can they find you on the internet?
As always, Aura of Azure. I just talk about stuff, and I'm very tired. I'm just trying to not die right now.
Fair enough. Mark, what about you?
As usual, Twitter, my type of media, where I've been there for 14 years. God, fuck, it's a long time. Also my site, hyperone.com. Yeah, that's it.
And as for me, you can find me on Twitter, Instagram, etc. at Rob Barracuda. You can email me, robert@sewerresolution.com for questions, comments, concerns, and inquiries. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at SewerReso. Like us on Facebook. Visit the website, sewerresolution.com, for written articles, this podcast, O&A, all of that good stuff. Remember to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes and Google Podcasts so you're always notified whenever new stuff goes up there, which is usually every Wednesday or so. And don't forget to jump into our Discord chat, as that's the best place to be immediately notified whenever new stuff goes on the site, because Lord fucking knows Twitter's probably not going to do it. This goddamn clown world. So, that'll about do it for this week. We'll, of course, be back next week with more of the usual weekly nonsense. And until next time, seriously, did I mention boo David Zaslav in public as frequently as you can? It is your moral duty as an American citizen.
Boo!
Boo! Boo! Boo! Bitch!